This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories. Hello, I'm Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me, or one of the gang of writers who send me stories during the week. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this wacky thing called the Weekly Challenge. This is where I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 23rd weekly challenge. Most people who participate in this weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and they just send me the audio file of their story. But there's a few folks out there who are on old and antiquated dial-up connections, and uploading a sound file takes longer than a week. Well, this train waits for nobody, and that's why we have a trained sex slave midget available when text is all we can squeeze through all the tubes we call the internet. Okay, maybe I don't call them. Some stupid senator does. But the topic this week was selected by Rael from Elms in the Yard. Hey, Shanatova there. And she chose cat burglar as the theme. How many stories we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. 12 stories this week. I think we're kind of slipping here, but it's still 12. Wait, which one goes first? Oh, it's the winner from last week's weekly challenge. And that's, hold on, let me tally up the votes. It's T.A. Marquette of the Footnote Podcast. Let's hear what T.A. Marquette has for us on the subject of cat burglars this week.
Hello, night people. This is Tom of Footnote. Welcome to the coveted 100 word weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. From deep in the bard's basement, we'll be duking it out for glory and riches in this, the 23rd challenge. My humble offering this evening is called Tightly Strung. Watson turned his head towards the violin. "What is that you're playing, Holmes?" asked the doctor. Without a glance of notice, he replied, "The Cat Burglar's Lament." "Oh, yes, it's February 25th, quipped Watson. "Pity poor piece," said Holmes. "I will not," huffed Watson. "He stole the very violin you're playing, and all the while as you slept in that very chair." "Not the point, Holmes. Charles Peace was a thief and a murderer. Marwood's long drop was too kind an end. Oh, Watson, he is more than that, and deserved less, for when he played, he'd steal your heart."
Thank you, Tom. Now, the text from Tom's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week, and links to their homepages and podcasts, if they sent me one. Once we present the winner, we then check out the rookies, if there are any, and there aren't any this week. Do we need to start advertising in fiction magazines? I don't know. What's a good fiction magazine? Oh, I know, Newsweek. But the good news is that a whole bunch of old-timers and veterans are back with their stories. And I always present them in the order that I received them. And first to make the finish line was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. What do you got for us today, Caleb?
Hi there, friends. It's your old pal Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, where we put the art in the martini. We used to put the Marty in the martini, but he kept breaking the glasses. Why do they call this cat burglary anyway? We're not stealing cats. There's plenty of cats as it is. Who the hell would buy a used cat? Much less a stolen used cat.
Shut up.
And we're certainly not stealing from cats. Cats don't own anything. Cats don't have pockets. Why would anyone try to burgle cats?
Would you please shut up?
Sure, I'll shut up just as soon as you can tell me why they call this cat burglary when there's no cats involved.
It's because we're supposed to be quiet. Like cats are.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Thank you, Caleb. Next up is Ellison from Blog to Ellison. He's a regular here at the 100 Word Stories podcast, and he's got a good weekly challenge for us here. Let's hear it. Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of the 23rd weekly challenge is Cat Burglar. Cold wind rattled the bushes as Pak Rhee plastered himself against the side of the building, making himself invisible. The street was empty. It was time for him to make his move. He hoisted himself up and slid the pry bar under the window's edge. 10 seconds later, he was inside the elderly lady's apartment. Working quickly, padding from room to room in complete silence, he filled his sack. It was a good haul. 15 of them. Crazy old woman. The manager of Korea House handed Rhee a fat envelope. Dinner? Rhee declined politely. He had never cared for soul food. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off. Thank you, Ellison. Hey, I've got some good news for Ellison and everyone else who misses the old 100-word stories or Les Nessman site. It'll be at the end of the show. Next up is Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodging Reality, Dodge Bogium, his band Growing Old Disgracefully, and I hear that he's the alter ego of Superman. Andrew, what have you got for us today?
Morris the Cat Burglar was pleased with himself when he got home from his latest foray. It was this challenge that led him off to a fortress-like house on the outskirts of Camden, Maine. He was on holiday and just needed to do a job. He'd not even bothered to look in the box he stole, merely assuming it was valuable on account of its location in the house. He barely had time to scream as the shape crashed through the roof and grabbed him by the shoulders, lifting him out of the broken building. He never understood his fate.
Thank you, Andrew. That was kind of cool. It sounded like being on a ship. The next up to bat is Liana. Just let that name roll off your tongue. Now let it roll off your toes. Liana, tell me a story.
Hi there. I'm Liana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 23, the topic being cat burglar. As you can see, I finally learned how to use music in my recordings. The background music comes from the Bob Dolomites off of podsafeaudio.com. And now to the story titled One Step Ahead. "Where did you hide it?" the uniformed figure barked. "Hide what, officer?" she purred. "Lieutenant," he growled back. "The necklace. We know you stole it." She playfully swatted at him. "Still don't know what you're talking about." Others in the room panted excitedly, their eyes never leaving her. "Very well," he replied, baring his teeth. "Search her again, boys." With no valid charges, she was released. Barely out of the station, the convulsions began, and up came a hairball. Smiling, she pulled away the wet fur to reveal her prize. She liked shiny things that dangled before her green eyes.
Thank you, Liana. Well, what have we got next? Checking the list, and... oh, here we go. It's Caroline from Quadra Island. Caroline, I'm really looking forward to hearing this one. Let's just check it out.
Love is always improvised. Ultra blue, I was always unhappy. A lark without a song. Never knew I could ever be happy until you came along. Cut to a love scene.
The smile. Jake couldn't believe he'd landed the redhead. She was slinky and smart. His mate Barry always got the girl. This time it was him. What a great cook, too. She'd stayed over last night, and that was a night to remember. Then he'd woken to frying bacon and steaming coffee. Wow, he couldn't believe his luck. What tales he'd have to brag about at the plant. She said she'd stay and clean up after he left. Nice. He got home around 5 with blissful anticipation. The door was ajar. He'd been totally cleaned out. Cool cat burglar, indeed.
Thank you, Caroline. And here is Jim P., whose story I would never have problems downloading from my mail client. Okay, I'm going to edit this in later. Okay, and here we go.
The Cat Burglar by Jim Parkinson. With graceful ease, Raffle slid through the penthouse window and glided silently across the marble floor. Suddenly, the lights came on, and a woman's voice yelled, "Stop where you are! Acts 2:38! Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven." Raffles froze in place, not even daring to turn around. He stayed that way until the police arrived. "Why didn't you just run away after the lady yelled a scripture at you?" asked the cop, cuffing Raffles. "What scripture?" Raffles shot back. "She said she had an axe and 2:38s.
You see, folks, thanks, Jim. That sounds so much better when he reads it, as opposed to when the midget is forced to read it and doing midget piece theater. So, thank you, Jim. Sorry I screwed that up before, but I think we've got that in there. Now I have to stick this into the podcast after I posted it and make all the adjustments. But I think I can pull that off, so thanks. Well, let's see. And, oh, the person who picked this topic today. It's Rael from Elms in the Yard. Rael, let's hear your story.
Cat Burglar by Rachel Jasko for Lauren Simon's 100-word story project at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. They arrived home that night to find the door closed, but not locked. "I could swear I locked it," he told her. "Stay here." Reaching into his bag, he stepped carefully into the living room. She stayed in the foyer, taking out her cell phone just in case. His half-smothered expletive propelled her after him. "What's wrong?" He pointed. She was sitting on the floor, stroking the three cats sprawled contentedly at her feet. Their eyes were closed, and they were purring. She looked up dreamily. "They're even more beautiful in person," she said. "You could have called first," he sighed. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's 100-word story page at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm Rachel Jasko.
Thank you, Rael. All right, let's see. Up next is Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. And I want to apologize to Lisa. I spelled lollipops L-O-L-I. It's L-O-L-L-I when I did the link. When I post up the polls for these things, I try to copy and paste, but sometimes I get in a rush. So if I screw that kind of stuff up, I'm sorry. Let me know that I've made a mistake, and I'll get that fixed. But this week, I think I've got it right, so here we go with Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was Cat Burglar. The title of my story is Myrtle's Meltdown. Myrtle didn't know why the detectives were questioning her so harshly. She had no idea where the jewelry under her stairs had come from. She was a church-going woman, certainly not a criminal. The detectives received a call about another similar robbery. The suspect was shot dead at the scene. Still suspecting Myrtle's involvement, they brought in a picture of the deceased suspect and asked her if she knew him. She cried out in shock as she recognized her old cat, Mr. Dickers, behind that hole in his forehead and all the blood. He had always loved things that sparkled.
Thank you, Lisa. All right. Next up is Kolek from The Collective, and, well, he didn't record it this week, but guess what? That's right. It's Midget Peace Theater. Okay, where's the midget? You're supposed to... No, you're supposed to start talking when I... Just read the damn story.
The masked man loved cats, but loved stealing them more. He would tolerate only the best equipment. State-of-the-art thermal goggles, traps, tear gas, even silenced pistols. He had stolen cats from billionaires, Russian generals, and actors. This, however, would be bigger than all the other thefts combined. The president was a cat lover, and that presented a huge and irresistible challenge to the catnapper. He watched as the president and his family left their vacation home, and cats, for the White House. Tonight, security would be less, as the cats were not considered targets by the Secret Service.
Thank you, Kolek. All right. Kolek's done. Boom, boom. We got you. We did that. That one's done. Who's next? Okay, it's Tommy from the CAG Report. All right, Tommy, let's hear it. Bring it on.
This is Tommy from CAGReport.com with this week's 100-word story, Cat Burglar. Too much light, it was easier in the dark. At least the mark was looking the wrong way. Maybe he'd be okay even without shadow. He crept silently away from the window. He'd learned you had to watch for everything the kids left on the floor. Toys were annoying, but it was the crunch of a candy wrapper that he worried about the most. He just couldn't take that back when it happened. He made it across the room, grabbed his prize, and silently worked his way back to the window, unnoticed, clutching the treat between his teeth. Stupid dog.
He used the D word! Ah! Thank you, Tommy. Finally, we've got Cynthia here. And I'm just going to set this up and point to, and okay, Cynthia, read it.
Hi, this is Cynthia, and this is my submission for this week's 100-word story podcast, the topic being Cat Burglar. He peered into the room before venturing through the open window. He saw the object of his desire just a short distance from him. He crawled into the dark room, careful as not to disturb his prey. On tiptoes, he glided across the parquet floor. All he needed was just one more step, and he would have it in his grubby hands. As he reached out to grab his treasure, it hissed angrily, and a claw swiped across his face. He yelped in pain and jumped back. Unfortunately, this was the trials and tribulations of being a career cat burglar.
They have careers in it? Last time I played careers, I wound up being some sort of stockbroker or something. Then I rolled doubles and went to jail. Okay, now that we've got everyone who sent in a... Wait, there's one more? Oh, no. Well, I'm sure that y'all are used to this by now, but I'm not. At the last minute, every time, I get a transmission from none other than...
Planet Z!
Aren't you sick of his madness? Well, if you are, you can just skip to the ending, but I'm going to play it for you and... God, just try to gut this one out, okay?
In space, nobody can hear you breaking and entering. It's not so easy to be a cat burglar in the orbital colony stations. Cameras are everywhere, watching for leaks, or stray repair robots. One does not just pop in through an airlock. They're damn noisy, with sirens and flashing lights. If you piggyback on a cargo vessel, your additional mass, along with the mass of your loot, will be detected. So, how do I do it? I'm not telling you, because I don't need any competition, and I don't trust you enough at this point. Now, how much can I get for these titanium servopods?
Hey, midget. Hey, get out your banjo. Come on, hurry up.
Wait,
Things
no,
over.
No, no,
come on, we
no,
gotta get
okay,
going.
Okay, here
come
we
on, move it. And there you have it. 13 stories about cat burglars. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories to be a part of the weekly challenge. Now, which one was the best? Well, head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 24th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 25th. 25 weekly challenges? Wow. Feels like yesterday when I was first starting this. Hey, there's more to do at the archive site than just vote. You can check out the show notes. Find links to everyone who sent in a story this week. There's all my archives of 100-word stories there. Nearly 800 to choose from. There's Podcatcher subscription options. You can rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. And then there's the book, 100 100-word Stories by me, available through Cafe Press. Oh, there's great news! The old 100-word story site at Scriber Optics is back. Sekimori Michelle, I can't wait. Well, we'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, that's right, it's another weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Now, until then, thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.